Dr. Baliga here. This podcast is one in a series of 10 podcasts on medical ethics and professionalism from an outstanding chapter by Dr. C. Ronald McKenzie, who is Professor of Clinical Medicine and Medical Ethics at the Weill Medical Center of Cornell University. He was recently named the C. Ronald McKenzie Chair of Ethics and Medicine at the Hospital for Special Surgery, where he practices rheumatology, general internal medicine, and has provided perioperative care at this institution and at the New York Presbyterian Hospital for the last 30 years. By the end of these 10 podcasts, the listener should have a solid foundation in ethics and medical professionalism, and reading the chapter in the book, which is available at www.mastermedfacts.com, should set the candidate up for excellent performance in the internal medicine board review exam. Multiple choice question. Which of the following is not considered a central principle of bioethics? A. Respect for autonomy. B. Beneficence. C. Utilitarianism. D. Non-malfeasance. E. Justice. And the answer is 7C. Four core principles have dominated the discourse and provide the philosophical foundations of the field of bioethics. And these include respect for autonomy, beneficence, non-malfeasance, and justice. Utilitarianism, a system of normative ethics developed by Bentham and Stuart Mill, promotes the course of action that maximizes overall happiness. Although employed by some in the resolution of dilemmas of medical ethics, it is more an order of thought as opposed to a core bioethical principle. Beneficence is the duty to promote good and to act in the best interest of the patient and society. Non-malfeasance is the duty not to harm. The respect for patient autonomy, the duty to protect, indeed to promote free choice according to the patient's wishes, and justice, a reference to an equitable distribution of life-enhancing opportunities that result from quality healthcare. Indeed, most of the ethical dilemmas faced by physicians arise as a consequence of the relative weight afforded to these principles and the conflicts that arise amongst them. While the American College of Physicians Ethics Manual provides an excellent overview of contemporary challenges, the elements of what constitutes medical ethics and professionalism can be examined in other ways. The formulation of Arnold and Stern provide a useful approach to a deeper examination of the constituent elements of medical professionalism. And these include excellence, humanism, accountability, and altruism as the pillars based on the foundations of ethical and legal understanding, communication skills, and clinical competence and knowledge of medicine. While disagreement may exist concerning what constitutes ideal professional behavior, most would agree that the following foundational elements, clinical competence and fundamental knowledge, well-developed communication skills, and an understanding of ethical underpinnings such as autonomy, beneficence, non-malfeasance, and justice, and legal influences bearing on the practice of medicine. This foundation is then supported by four aspirational principles or value statements. Distilled from the American Board of Internal Medicine's Project Professionalism, these principles include excellence, humanism, accountability, and altruism. Fundamental to the concept of excellence is a lifelong commitment to the maintenance of competence in medical knowledge, cognitive and technical, not in the sense of a minimum standard, but rather, to use the term of Arnold and Stern, of the quintessence of excellence. Implied is a dedication to continuous quality improvement with the additional goal of avoiding over and underuse of healthcare resources. The second principle, humanism, denotes a concern for humanity and subsumes such concepts and behaviors as a respect for persons, their rights, and their choices with regard to their medical care. Also implied is the ability to express empathy and convey compassion to the sick and their families. These are backbone elements of the doctor-patient relationship. Accountability or the taking of responsibility for one's actions, whether that be decision-making in medical care, the adherence to ethical principle, or to the acknowledgement of conflict of interest. And finally, altruism, a principle that connotes behavior designed to benefit others. Whether or not each of these considerations encompasses one's own conception of professionalism is a matter that sparks considerable discussion and disagreement. This podcast is one of a series of 10 podcasts derived from an outstanding chapter on ethics and professionalism by Dr. C. Ronald McKenzie, professor at Cornell University and rheumatologist. This chapter should provide a solid foundation to the reader interested in medical ethics and professionalism.